Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
9 plays in the first quarter offensively, and when we walked out of the first quarter, it was what, 3-0? Is that right? 3-0?
That sounds about right.
It was 10-3 at halftime. So, I mean, I look back at last night's game, and I'm just like, this thing was bizarre. The fans had a great time. No, it was 1-0. There was no score, after the first quarter, and then it was 10-3 Browns. Nick Chubb had that second quarter touchdown. But, you know, it's one of those nights where you're playing against a team that was, 8-2 going into that thing, and you're like, oh, they're one of the best teams in the NFL. I know they're not winning pretty, but they still are, and this is going to be quite a challenge. And, you know, Thursday nights have been pretty good for the Browns. They've been, you know, lately, what are they, 5 in a row on Thursday nights?
I think it's like 7 in a row now.
Is it 7?
Yeah, they're up to 7 in a row.
And the Steelers are just like pathetic on the road in NFC North games. Winless, I think, is the mark on that. CBS did a really nice story on that last day. It was really nice because it was really bad for the Steelers. But, you know, you look at a game like last night, and then you start asking yourself the questions you've been asking yourself for the last couple weeks. What's the future for Jameis Winston? What's the future for Kevin Stefanski?
Yeah, Kevin Stefanski is the interesting one because we all know around here, you know, we've been in the middle of it, Andy. Let's be real honest. When coaches start heading south, or when seasons start heading south, people want to start firing coaches. And so last night before the game on the Insiders on NFL Network, Ian Rappaport had this to say when it came to Kevin Stefanski. And what his job status may be.
Kevin Stefanski addressed some rumors or noise, or I honestly don't even know what, when he was asked this week about his job security and kind of put that to the side and really didn't want to discuss it. This seems wild to me. He is the reigning coach of the year. And not only that, he also had previously won coach of the year. He is a two-time coach of the year. Kevin Stefanski did not forget how to coach football. Just had an unfortunate performance, including the fact that Deshaun Watson had, you know, and then got injured, and, you know, obviously the same last year. This is the same Kevin Stefanski who led a team with Joe Flacco as the starting quarterback to the playoffs. Kevin Stefanski, to my knowledge, based on everything I know, is not going anywhere. I assume people will still be asking. It has been an unfortunate season. They don't have the results they wanted, but I would be beyond stunned if Kevin Stefanski was not the Browns coach next year.
I'm not surprised either, and I do think in some ways, I said this to you the other day, right? I'm like, what if the Jameis Winston's all on Jimmy Haslam? And Jimmy's saying behind...
Sean Watson, you mean.
I mean, Deshaun Watson. Yeah. Sorry.
No,
Deshaun Watson. I think a lot of us do that lately, right?
It's
the W's.
Exactly. The W's. Yeah. Similar length, you know.
What if Deshaun Watson is all 100% on Jimmy Haslam? Right? I mean, let's face it. There was a little bit of animosity there when Baker said, I'm out after Deshaun said, first Baker's your quarterback, right? Then they, you know, they try to go dancing with Deshaun. Deshaun says, no, thank you. Appreciate the offer, but I don't really want to go to Cleveland. And then Baker gets a little upset about that. His feelings were hurt. And he goes, I'm done. I'm not coming back. And they're like, what? And he's like, no, I'm not coming back. And, you know, he goes to social media and he puts out this thing on there saying, thank you, Browns fans. You've been great, but I can't do this anymore. And let's be honest. Look at his resume. His resume has been that. His whole career, he goes to places, and if he doesn't get what he wants, or he doesn't get the chance he wants, he's going to go walk on somewhere else. And I give Baker a ton of credit for that. If he thinks he's worth more or can do more somewhere else, go prove it. And even if it means going to the bottom, and even if it meant taking a pay cut to leave Cleveland, He wasn't coming back after he thought the organization turned their back on him after he had played while he was injured. And so it left Jimmy Haslam in a really weird spot. And he wanted Deshaun Watson in the beginning. And I believe he turned to everyone around him and said, go get him no matter what the price. And now I think Jimmy realizes that, hey, it was a wrong move. And if you don't see Andrew Berry get fired, if you don't see Kevin Stefanski getting fired, I don't know that Jimmy Haslam's ever going to step out there and say, this is my fault. I'm the one that made the mistake on this. But if those guys come back, that's Jimmy saying he made a mistake. Don't you? Do you agree with that? If those guys, we're talking about an NFL team that is at best maybe 5 wins at the end of the year. I mean, I'm not trying to be Debbie Downer after a great win like last night.
I'm not canning Kevin Stefanski. I'm just not.
But I understand that. But this is still the NFL, and sometimes the number that's attached to your record is more important than the name that is attached to the head coach. And if they bring the front office back relatively intact, I just think that's Jimmy's way of saying, you know what? I screwed up. I just made a mistake. And I really wanted this guy, and I was willing to go the extra mile. And I hope everyone else, all these other players out there in the league, realize that I'll go the extra mile if I really, really want somebody or if I'm in a spot where I need to get somebody. How can you be mad? The part of it is I think it's tough to be mad at an owner that's willing to spend as much money as possible. Jimmy Haslam didn't wake up and go, oh, let's go get Deshaun Watson so he can stink. None of those guys did. They didn't wake up in the morning and go, oh, man, you know, I hope we get this really bad version of him, and I hope we have more legal troubles, and I hope he gets... No, that's not what they did. They thought they were going after a quarterback that was an upgrade from what they had. It didn't work. That's all there is to it. It was a bad business move, and if your head coach stays and your general manager stays and if Paul DePodesta stayed, then who are you blaming on this? It's got to be the owner, and the owner's saying, look, I made a mistake, and that's why these guys are sticking around for another year. That's how I see it. Maybe I'm wrong. You tell me.
What you're saying makes total sense. I mean, the question that everybody has had around here for a long period of time is where does the blame pie distribute when it comes to Deshaun Watson? It felt for a while that everybody was firing the coach because, A, unless you're Andy Reid, and even Andy Reid, Kansas City fans will still lose it. A, it's really easy to sit at home and play Madden. Like, everybody has played enough Madden. Everybody knows it is a lot harder to stand on that sidelines and do what Kevin Stefanski does. And nobody wants to hear that. Mm-hmm. But it's really easy when you're sitting at home and going, run the ball with Nick Chubb. Why don't you just run the ball with Nick Chubb? You know, when I play Madden, I run the ball with Nick Chubb 30 times a game. Well, Nick Chubb, when you play Madden, is a video game character who isn't a real human being that can wear down. So, like, it's really easy to sit there and go call timeout from your couch. Like, that's the first part of it. Like, there's a reason why Steelers fans are screaming about Mike Tomlin all the time. It's the same exact idea. Like, that's part of it. Another part of it, Andrew Berry. Okay, some of the draft record isn't as well. Now, granted, you will hear people who want to defend Andrew Berry and say, he hasn't had any first-round picks to really make those moves. Okay, I'll listen to that. Sure. Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah has been a hit so far. Greg Newsom is in the maybe pile. Jedrick Wills has been a bust. Like, we could go down, we could play that game if we really want to, but alas, it's not going to get us anywhere. The question of Deshaun Watson is, where does the blame pie go? And if it's your exact thing where it's the owner going, hey, we were on a road and I thought we had a shortcut on the map, and I thought I could take that shortcut to get us to where we want to be quicker, and I took it, and it turns out it was a long cut.
There was construction, and the road that we thought we were going down was closed.
I mean, we were laughing all the time about
a freeway there.
We were laughing all the time about all the dad jokes earlier. The most dad thing on the planet. I know a shortcut. The GPS is wrong. I know a shortcut.
I do that probably once a week. Drives my daughter crazy. Yep. I'm like, yeah, I think we can get there faster if we go this way.
I know a shortcut.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
But yeah, I'm not firing Kevin Stefanski, folks. I'm sorry.
Let me sneak in. I know it's a Browns Therapy Friday, and we do want to hear from you. Demos is in Shaker. Hey, Demos.
What's happening, Demos?
How you guys doing?
Good.
I had a lot of fun at the game last night.
Where'd you sit?
I sit in 320 looking right between the goalposts above the dog pound.
Oh, nice. Nice. So you're over there by the cardiac club. All right, good.
Yeah.
Stop in and say hi if you can, if they let you.
Oh, I didn't even know you were there. All right,
yeah, we do the pregame.
Listen, here's my take, though, okay? Haslam has to get his information from his football people to make any kind of decision like this. It can't just be, oh, I like the guy, I talked to him, we should hire him, okay? This transaction is the worst trade in NFL history, and if that's not a fireable offense, somebody's got to take it, and it's Andrew Berry.
But
you know,
who made the trade, Demos? That's the question we don't have an answer to.
Do you think Haslam is the one that did it personally? I mean, you know, you can talk what you want about Johnny Manziel and all that, but in this case,
Baker Mayfield, yep.
Andrew Berry had to arrange everything on this, and so.
So let me say this. Let's put ourselves in Jimmy Haslam's shoes for a second, right? I'm a billionaire. I'm a billionaire with a B. Okay. And now all of a sudden we're sitting around. I'm talking with my general manager. I'm talking with my head of strategy, and Baker is, you know, playing at about 75%. He's not really exactly where you are. You just miss going to the AFC Championship by a couple yards against Kansas City, and you're sitting around, and you should be doing this. How can we get better? And everyone looks around the room, and they say, who's a better quarterback? And they all say, well, Deshaun Watson's out there, but there's a lot of baggage going on. They're like, well, you know what, let's kick the tires on that. Let's kick the tires. So now you're sitting, hey, let me finish.
Yeah, yeah.
So now you say, let's kick the tires on that. And so you're like, okay, let's go kick the tires on it. And oh, by the way, you know, the tire that you already had on the car is not real happy that you're looking at new tires. And he's got an ego, and so does the owner, and they all have egos. And so now the guy you went to that you thought might be an upgrade is like, hey, thanks, I appreciate it, I really don't want to go to Cleveland. And then the other guy finds out that you've been trying to date someone else. I know I went off the tire analogy with a dating thing. You got Baker's ego going up against Jimmy's ego, and I'll take the billionaire every time to win. Every time to win.
Look, it's a catastrophe all the way around.
This entire saga.
You just encapsulated that very nicely.
Thank you.
But
James,
I'm just back to the original point here.
We have to take our own victory laps every so often.
It's Barry's job to actually do it, and he did it. Okay, and even if Haslam blessed it, Barry did it, and he'll forever be known as the biggest mistake in Cleveland history as far as a trade.
Demos, I wish you were wrong, but I can't argue with you. And I think as this thing plays out, it just feels that way. Demos, have a great weekend. Appreciate you. All right, let's come back. We'll talk a little bit more. Brian Anderson coming in. I know a lot of you want to talk. It is a Browns Therapy Friday, but it's a good therapy, man. We're getting it off our chest. We're trying to figure it out. And you know what? At the end of the day, they beat the Steelers last night. That's got to be worth something, right?